I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Absolutely do. He was going to say something that was going to lighten up the mood a little bit. I love that, dude.
He is the man. Shout out to Mitch.
916-349-1320. If you want to get in on these phone lines, Alvin Gentry was asked about overcoming bad habits and the Laker chants that were very prominent at the end of yesterday's game.
Well, number one, you know, they chant that because they're here in the way we played, you know. The way you shut people's mouth and keep them from cheering in your arena is that you kick their ass. And we didn't do that. And it was vice versa. So, yeah, they were chanting that. You should be livid that anyone would come in and have the audacity to do that in your arena. But when we played the way we played the second half, you know, I don't know how you combat it. The way you combat it is that you got to compete at a high level and you got to get things done and you got to win games on your home court so those kind of things doesn't happen. I don't see anyone cheering, "Let's go Warriors," when they play in L.A., you know, and or anything like that. So, you know, if you're going to have a lot of fans in the stands, then the way you shut them up is that you got to play and you got to win games on your home court.
Alvin Gentry.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking about Mitch. Oh, man. Good stuff there. We got Joe here. You know what? I bet I know what the Kings need. They need Mac Jones.
Ooh.
Joe, what's happening, buddy?
What's happening? No, you know what the Kings need? They need just a bunch of energy and effort, guys. If I went out and saw them play hard every night, win or lose, doesn't matter. Yeah. But they got no dogs on that team. None. From the owner down, there's not a dog in that organization.
No, yeah. You're right.
And Joe, you know what's frustrating about that, man? And you know we appreciate you as always. Joe, become a big part of the show here. We thought we fixed that. We thought we addressed that in the offseason. Like, I know people weren't thrilled with Terrence Davis signings or Mo Harkless signings, or everybody was kind of baffled by the Tristan Thompson thing, but we thought at the time, if absolutely nothing else, it was changing the mindset of the team. Mm-hmm. All right, this team isn't going to get pushed around anymore. Remember when Chemezi, like, punched someone in the Olympics or something?
No, in the Summer League.
Summer League. Oh, you ain't going to push around the Kings no more. It turns out that is a fabrication.
Yeah.
Kings are every bit as soft as they were at the beginning of last year.
Let Russ look at you a certain way, and they'll fold like a deck of cards.
Shoot, Russ didn't have to look at you no way other than, "I got this. Y'all are done. I can see it in your..." I'm telling you, I should have done the old videotape, Jesus, like I'm 40, I think it's 1980 or something. I should have recorded the clip off of the TV right in that moment because I saw it and I was like, oh, that's where we are.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see how they close this out. And they closed it out exactly as Russell Westbrook knew they would in their mind. And the cool piece in all of this, this all happened in the third quarter. You get to the fourth quarter, the second and third, and the Rancho Cucamonga Summer League squad comes in, and they're shooting threes and alley-oops, and let's go Lakers. The second and third string is humiliating the starters.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh.
They don't care, man. They don't
happened so quick.
It happened. The Kings were up, and then the Kings were up, and the game was over. The Kings were up 14, and the game was figuratively over, all in a span of 9 minutes. That's incredible, absolutely incredible.
And they want to sit up there and laugh with the dudes afterwards. What's funny? What the hell is funny? What is funny? I have no idea what is funny. And then, like, I don't know, man. I'm just cut different, I guess. A lot of us are. I'll talk to you later. If we're that cool, I probably got your number. I'll call you later. I'll text you after the game. I don't need to go to center court to be on display to sit up there and dap up and chuckle and all this other stuff. It don't need to be no more. Even if you want to do that, don't have to be no more than a, hey, good luck to you. This, all right, take care. What are we talking about? What are we laughing and joking about?
I don't know, because, yeah, I don't know. I ain't built like that.
Mm-mm.
I wouldn't find nothing funny in that moment.
Mm-mm.
But that's me. Maybe, and maybe that's the difference. We actually care about what we do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't.
No.
And people know when someone doesn't care and they mail it in every day. Mm. Jacob, what's happening? 916-349-1320. What's happening, Jacob?
Hey, guys. What are your guys' thoughts on the Kings actually doing a proper rebuild? It seems like they're always trying to do things on the fly and add a piece here and there, not actually tear the core down. Aside from maybe Boogie, I was thinking maybe this is going to – a lot of people aren't going to agree with this, but like a Sam Hinkie – trust the process style rebuild and just accumulate draft picks and hope, you know, one hits. Just want to know what your thoughts were on that.
Yeah, I'll tell you, like, right out the gate, I hate that line of thinking, mm-hmm. but I'll point out that line of thinking is going to start getting talked about a lot here because it feels like this is going nowhere.
Hey, man, I'm with you. I'm not really big on the tanking. Not really big on that, but at this point, do whatever. Just get these guys wet. Like, this ain't working.
I want to point one thing out. He mentioned Sam Hinkie and the 76ers thing. I'd like to point out for those who are unaware, the 76ers failed on many of those draft picks that they tanked for.
Mm-hmm.
They essentially landed on one. I guess two, but one of them isn't playing. And they still haven't won a championship.
Mm-hmm.
Another big difference between Philadelphia, and by the way, if anybody wants to name like what team like tanking has worked for, like let me know, because Minnesota can't get right.
Mm.
Golden State never tanked. San Antonio didn't. Like, just let me know, like who's tanked and it's worked for. I'm just curious. How's Detroit doing? Did they tank? Because they ain't doing well. Just curious who it's worked for. Cleveland landed LeBron James. That's a little bit different, but. When the 76ers hit the reset, when the 76ers threw the controller and hit the reset button, they were coming out of playoff runs. The Kings are about to set the record for longest streak in NBA history of missing the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about, and again, I hate the term rebuild and refuse to use it, but you're talking about tearing everything down. You're talking about starting over. All right, start over. So what does that look like? Are we moving players for picks? We're getting what's my man's name in Oklahoma City?
SGA or Presti?
No, the Sam Presti. Thank you. Mm-hmm. We getting Presti on the phone, looking to give away some of his draft capital. Is that what we're doing? So are we talking about like a 5-year plan, or you want us to be dumb enough? Like the people were in the past that when they trade De'Aaron Fox, we come on the radio and go, guys, you got to be patient. It's year one. It's year one, guys. You got to be patient. Just buckle in. I know it's been 16, but no. Get the men in black joint, hold it in front of your face, and hit the light. And then just pretend it's year one. You really getting ready to buckle down with your fan base after what you saw last night for 20 years of this? Man.
So my playing devil's advocate to that is, it's already going down that road.
It may very well be, but maybe there's a fine line between. So this is what I was going to say before you posed the question about De'Aaron and Rashawn Holmes, because you talked about this isn't working, and you're 100% right. We all know it. This isn't working. There's more than enough evidence there to support this, and it's like, okay, we've got to tear this down. We've got to start. We've got to figure out what to do. Okay, what does that mean? Does it mean you trade De'Aaron and Buddy and Harrison all at the same time? Or do you move Buddy, see what that nets, and see how that works with De'Aaron? You have to move Buddy. That's not a conversation. Mm-hmm. Everything else is, we could have a debate about. Right. Buddy, there is no debate. He has to go. Mm-hmm. So do you go like, all right, so-and-so was offering us a starter and a role player, like right now for Harrison Barnes. You got De'Aaron. Do you bring that back and go, okay, let's see if we can get this to work? We've moved on from Buddy because you have to. You netted whatever you're going to net back for him. Mm-hmm. Do you try to make it work with De'Aaron, or do you move De'Aaron first and then try to make it work with whoever comes back there?
To your question, when you say move De'Aaron first, Buddy's already gone.
But Buddy's got to go. Like, there's not even a conversation about Buddy.
We're having this conversation assuming he's gone.
He's gone.
And say you got a rotational guy and a pick for Buddy. That's what you got.
Fine.
So then you ask, like, do you work on Harrison Barnes or do you work on Fox first? That's the question, right?
Yes. Yes.
Part of me says you work on De'Aaron Fox.
Oh.
Part of me says that. I'm not sold on that. But like you move Harrison Barnes, like you don't have any type of wing. You know, you still kind of have this same problem of
Halliburton Mitchell. Last night.
Yeah. Right. Halliburton Mitchell and Fox. Like if you move Harrison. Mm-hmm. If you move De'Aaron, you may get a wing in return, like a two guard. Tyrese goes to your point guard, and maybe that balances out a little bit better.
Do we do the scenario? And I can't remember. You used a team, and I can't remember who it was. I don't remember if it was Denver. Boston or who it was. Maybe it was Denver, but like you call the GM. Hey, what would it take to land? We were talking about Jaylen Brown in this situation.
Brown, yeah. And well, I said go to anybody.
And you wait to see if they ask for De'Aaron, and then you pursue the conversation rather than floating it out there to Woj or Shams or whoever you're working with here that you're interested in moving De'Aaron Fox.
Yep, that's what I'd be doing today.
And that's the thing for Monty. Like, nothing in when you've got a team that this is this bad, nothing's off the table. There is no, we're building around. Nope, it ain't there. There ain't no centerpiece anymore. Mm-mm. Monty's got a job to keep, and right now he's for someone who's a year and some change into it, his ground is already a bit shaky. Mm-hmm. Now I don't think there's any circumstance in which he gets fired this offseason, none at all. But he's got to start fixing this. I told you with me at least, he took a big L, a big strike by keeping Luke Walton. To me, that was a mistake. The mistake got compounded by the fact that you fired him 18 games into the season or 17 games into the season or whatever it was, which goes to show you perhaps I guess that's where you really got to be concerned if you're a Kings fan, is Monty clearly thought this roster was good enough, because the only time I think Monty's done a handful of press conferences in his time as the general manager, the only time he really ever spoke with his chest was when he decided to bring back Luke Walton and said that Luke is going to be the guy who leads us to the postseason. He's going to be the guy who breaks. They said that was the only time I feel like Monty has ever said, okay, that's what we need to hear. Expectations are clear. That means, at least to me, Monty thought he did his job.
I think he did too.
Mo Harkless and Terrence Davis and those guys, like, he thought he did his part. Now it was up to Luke to do his.
I'll take the L with him, because I thought he did too. When his job was to get into the play-in, to not be the worst five, one of the worst five teams in the Western Conference. Like the bar was on the ground. That was a broom laying on the ground. Like that wasn't anything unicornish.
Yeah.
Right.
I just looked at the clock, partner. Sorry. We're going to step out. We're going to come back. Jay, I see you on hold. We're going to get right to you. If you want to get in on the phone lines, you definitely can. 916-349-1320. James Hamm's going to join us. James has got a lot to say. He'll be with us as well as D'Lo and KC here on Sacramento's number one sports station, ESPN 1320.
You're listening to D'Lo and KC, the home for the best Kings talk on ESPN 1320.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KC continues streaming live on the Odyssey app.
We got time today, partner. We got time today.
Oh,
that's the name of this song.
Oh,
I got time today.
Oh, I thought she was about to go.
No, we just got time. We talking about it all today. We got time today.
We got it. We got all the time in the world. We want to hear from you, Jay Dwayne. We're going to get to you in just a heartbeat. I want to mention two things here, real quick, partner. And again, I'm sorry I cut you off there before the break.
You're good, man.
Bam Adebayo is out 4 to, well, they're guessing it's 4 to 6 weeks. Some have said 4 to 8 weeks. Miami has said timeline will be determined after the surgery. But he has a surgery he's having. Dame Lillard is out with an abdominal issue. I pronounced it perfectly during the commercial break. I'm not confident enough to say it again. But Bam has a torn UCL. That's Bam Adebayo. He has the torn UCL. Dame Lillard has an abdominal issue. Nasir Little is out a month. So, and LeBron thinks there's something fishy going on. At least I'm assuming that that's what his tweet meant. He just tweeted a bunch of fish.
What is he tweeted? Fish. Fishy.
Guys are fishing. I'm not really sure, but LeBron is on Twitter, so something fishy is going on. Streets caught another body. For those who aren't with us on Twitch or YouTube, R.I.P. to our good friend, great guest here of the show, Will Griffith of the Kings Herald. He wrote in his latest Kings Herald column. I just don't love this team like I used to, and so my heart doesn't break the same anymore. So we'll lay Will Griffith alongside the rest of the Kings fans who were broken by what happened.
How
last
does his
night.
Hair look?
In the Golden One Center. Looks good, girl. Looks good. 916-349-1320. Jay, we appreciate you holding. Jay, what's happening?
Nothing much. D-Lo, KC, first of all, it's my first time calling, so I wanted to say that I really love the show. And
It's a prerequisite. Thank you. It's a prerequisite. First time you call the show, you have to tell us how much you love us. Thank you, brother.
Appreciate you, big dog.
Continue success to both of you guys.
Thank you, man.
The reason why I called is much like what you were just talking about with Will. at the Kings Herald, man. Like, I've been a Kings fan my whole life. I grew up watching them early 90s through the Lionel Simmons, the Mitch Richmond, all the way, Michael Yogi Stewart. A lot of bad basketball, but nobody ever questioned the heart of those teams for the most part. People just respected and loved those guys. And something struck me this year, because I've gone to a few games. When they introduce the team, they do, you know, the little video before the games like they always do. But the part that stood out to me the most was when it came to the end and De'Aaron just in a nonchalant way was like, it's just work. Like, that was the motto of the team. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, caught me, like, that's like a metaphor or a symbol for, like, what this team has been the whole time. They treat it like it's just work. Yeah, we're working hard in the off season. You know, we're catching these paychecks. We want to get better, but it's just work at the end of the day. We win, we lose. That's all right. We're still going to go home. We're going to get our paycheck, and if we're lucky, we'll get out of Sacramento. It doesn't feel like there's any passion with this team. It doesn't feel like they're, you know, like one of the callers said earlier, outside of Rashawn Holmes, there ain't dogs on this team. It doesn't feel like there's anything worth getting behind on this team. Like, I remember times, and I'll keep it brief before I get off the air. I remember times even when we were at our worst with, like, Boogie and Tyreek Evans, where it's just you get so frustrated and upset with the way the team was playing. With this team, they're getting blown out, washed by 30 by Memphis, or blown out last night, Laker fans doing let's go Lakers chants, and I'm like, well, I expected that. When the LeBron news came down, I expected that.
We appreciate you, Jay. Thanks for the kind words.
We keep saying it. We'll say it all day. We'll say it all year. These guys don't care. They don't care.
Well, I'm hoping we don't say it all year. I'm hoping at some point they do.
Yeah.
I just don't know it. Like, okay, you've brought this up many times. Luke didn't get through to you. It doesn't appear Alvin Gentry's getting through to you. Vlade didn't. Monty didn't. Harrison's not. De'Aaron ain't even saying nothing. I'm not. I. Maybe it is a full year of this.
Like I said, I'm not really here to talk about Vivek and ownership being the problem and all that today. Because the reason why I feel they don't care is these guys use Sacramento, they use ownership and all this other stuff as a crutch, and they look at it as well. If it's going bad, it's not my fault. It's Sacramento. I can't win here. I can't do it. And they use that not to look at themselves as being part of this problem. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to give them that pass. Not right now. Not feeling that. Like, you was out there jacking up bricks last night. You were out there throwing the ball all over the Golden 1 Center, playing lazy defense. That wasn't Vivek or Matina. I said it.
It's one.
It was
two more and she appears.
It was all them guys out there on the court. And instead of looking to blame somebody else for your shortcomings, take accountability, be responsible, and have some personal pride for the product that you put out there. Yeah. And they lack that because they always use Sacramento as a crutch. That's how I feel, at least.
I couldn't agree more. 916-349-1320. Let's get Dwayne in here first. Dwayne, what's happening?
Going all right, man. I just want to say this is my first time calling also. You guys definitely have a great show.
Thank you, man.
Your structure. Your structure is really good.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, man.
But I'm curious why Sacramento went away from the process of the way they played their prior game. They beat the Lakers a certain way on the prior game, but they didn't choose to go to that same lineup. So I'm really mind boggled on why they didn't go back to the way they were playing against us, because the lineup that they rolled out was hard nosed and it was the guys were just pushing forward no matter what. So I'm really curious about why they chose to change that lineup and go away from it.
Well, I think part of it is, Dwayne, by the way, I was joking about the whole sing our praises the first time you go. We appreciate you, Dwayne. E-Biz, I'm going to get to you in just a second. It was just Rashawn, right? Rashawn in for Alex Lynn because Rashawn was out Laker game.
I think I could be wrong. I think he might have been talking about the first half. I think that's – I think.
Oh, I thought he was talking about Friday.
I thought he was talking about Friday too, but he just said why did they go away from it. So it made me think the first half. And it also made me think, once again, it's not like the guy was playing great. It's not like he was out there doing, you know, these immaculate things. But why didn't he go back to Terrence Davis, and why did he play Buddy Hill so much? Terrence Davis was out there trying to get after it on the defensive end, attacking the basket, things of that nature. He had a better game than he's had most of the season. That doesn't mean he had a great game, but he was a whole hell of a lot better than what we saw from 24 last night. And 24 played most of the second half for what?
I don't know. You ain't going to get that answer out of me. I have no idea. I thought it was a Luke thing. Now it appears to be an Alvin thing. This dude has y'all fooled. Not all of you, but some of y'all. This dude is the epitome of trash stats. And most of the time his stats are trash.
Yeah.
Dude was 1 of 7 last night. And it's not just... So that's the other thing is... shout out to Morgan Reagan. Y'all some stat hoes. Because if you're out here talking about this dude being elite, you're not watching the game. You're not watching him regularly kill the Sacramento Kings with his ill-advised shots. You ain't going to get me to say anything positive about that dude.
I'm going
to
tell you this, man. They probably still would have lost anyway. But the Lakers had gone on a run. It took like a 7-point lead or something like that. Maybe 9. I don't know. Kings had gotten like a 3. Or gotten some kind of bucket to cut it to 5 or 6. They then got a stop. And it was like, all right, damn it, let's go. They get the stop, pass it to Buddy. He shoots from the goddamn Golden 1 center left side.
Yep.
And at that point,
everybody's
like, I know I gave up. Real quick,
were you surprised?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no. Not at all.
And that's the problem.
Nobody was,
except maybe Alvin Gentry. Maybe Alvin Gentry was legitimately standing on the sideline going, can't believe he did that.
Guy takes some shots all the time and bricks them all the time and keeps taking them.
Let's get back to these phones, KC. We're going to get it out today. We're just going to let it all out.
Let it out.
916-349-1320. Start with E-Biz. Biz, appreciate the call, man. What's going on?
Man, what's up with it, family, man? How you guys doing today?
We hanging in there, E-Biz. We all right, though. You know, we healthy. We breathing. We're good.
All right, for sure, man. So this is what's up, all right? I just got to say this. If you guys notice with Buddy, whenever he drives in, he shocks a lot of people because he's used to shooting. So he just needs to start driving in, and he needs to – you guys know Vivek. He's the one that got Buddy shooting a lot because how he tried to compare him to Steph. So – like, that's what's up, because if you guys think about it, as the years come on, like, Buddy's shots are getting, like, more and more terrible. When Buddy played the best when we had Jaeger.
That's true.
No, that's
I love that. Yeah, as the year goes on, shots are just getting worse and worse. That is absolutely accurate.
He's 100% correct.
Let's get Dan in here. Dan, we appreciate you listening, man. What's up?
Yeah, unfortunately, I've been a Kings fan my whole life. I'm 43. And it's weirdly, like, being a Kings fan is a state of learned helplessness. Like, I like your show, but I don't listen to you guys when they win because I don't want to hear anything positive about this team. They're garbage. So it's like, I only tune in, and I usually just listen to the podcast. I listen when they lose because it's just, I'm so used to hearing everyone bitch and commiserate. It's like if they hit a winning streak or something, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just a state of learned helplessness as a Kings fan. They're just so disappointing. I remember last year, they go on a win streak, then they lose to Charlotte. And it's constant disappointment.
Yeah. The great thing about Dan not listening to us when they win is it just doesn't happen that often.
this is every day.
Dan listens damn near.
Because usually they win on the weekends or on a Friday.
Only had Drake bars once.
we've had Drake bars once, and it was actually after a blowout loss. Them Drake bars don't flow very often.
No, we didn't put that on the poll, but I think I asked it in the chat. I said, we got 2 games. We did Drake bars on Monday. We got 2 games. Will we get 2 Drake bars, 1 or 0?
Going to get Drake bars tomorrow?
I think
tomorrow?
I might have said one.
That's the funny thing about all this. They play again tomorrow. Or they play again tonight. Yeah, we'll be doing tonight. This all again tomorrow.
Yeah, we could have Drake bars. I could diss them in Drake bars. It's okay. So,
we got to figure out. It can't be Drake, though. We got to figure out. You got to be Meek Mill or... I'm not going to break the hit 'em up rule, but maybe we find a diss track and
Drake
and wrap
some,
over that.
Drake has some diss records. I get
right,
it.
We do
you
that.
Know, we can go back to back, you know.
JK? Who is it? 916-349-1320. GK, my bad. G, what's happening?
Hey, how are you guys doing? Good show. I've been listening to you guys for a long time. I'm a season ticket holder for 20 years, man. It blows. It blows.
Hang in there,
I'm
man.
I'm probably going to give up my season tickets after this year. I'm a lower ball, got good seats. I'm a small business owner. I want to say something. If it is me, I would trade De'Aaron Fox because he starts at leadership. On the floor, in the team, there is no leader. There's no leader. Harrison Barnes and Holmes are the only two people who play professionally. The rest are just going through the motions. You need a leader. They don't have a leader on the floor.
I agree.
Gee,
with
we
everything
appreciate
you. Said,
you.
I agree with everything you said.
G will lay your season tickets next to the rest of the bodies.
We got another body. The streets got another body.
Yo, today's like the end of The Godfather. Just everybody. Everybody. No, you know what it is? It's the end of The Departed. Everybody's dying. Everybody's getting taken out.
My man had his season tickets for 20 years. He said, I'm done. And it's not even because, like, oh, it's too, I can't afford it. It's too expensive. It's just like, I don't want to watch this trash anymore.
Gee, we should have had you shout out your business, man. Call Jesse back. Tell him what your business is, man. We'll show you some love.
Absolutely.
Everybody feel better? How do we feel? Do a temperature check. Anybody get that Sacramento splash yet? how are we feeling? I knew it, you know, like Memphis, like the Sunday sucked. Like Sunday was, it was just terrible. But last night felt different. we talked all of this. Team's different. This team is different. Well, last night's game was different. I knew as that game finished up, they might have broke some people today.
Man.
And it turns out they've broken a lot more than I expected.
It was so depressing, you know what I mean, being in the Golden 1 Center. Because, you know, we've got people. You mentioned it before. Kings routinely are no good, you know, since they've been here. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of people, that doesn't matter. You want to go out, see a Kings game, see some NBA basketball, root for the home team. You know, maybe they give them some effort. Maybe they give them a win that night, you know. And that's really all they're looking for. And the feeling last night going through the Golden 1 Center was, oh, we stink.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, maybe, we stink.
Is that the... What's the word I'm looking for? Is that the, like, the ramifications of having expectations? Now, as low as the expectations might have been, is this the ramifications for them? Because when you set the bar low and still can't reach it, it feels worse.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what... Look, I was going to say it, and look, maybe I need to apologize to David Aldridge.
Oh, my.
But if the Kings were the Rockets right now, and had these young guys that are out here doing stuff and just being young and playing, there'd be a different vibe in this city. No expectations, like you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Just want to see these guys grow, want to grow with them or whatever the case may be. There'd be a different vibe in this, on this show, in that building, everything. But the second we said, yo, they have a chance, they should be in a play-in situation, and they play like this.
They should be able to finish four games under 500.
Come on, man.
That's what we were talking about.
Come on.
916-349-1320. Appreciate y'all jumping in here today. Garrett, what's happening, man?
Hey, guys. Appreciate you having me on the show. Long-time listener, first-time caller. You do a great job.
Yeah.
Now that I've you know, met my obligation to compliment you guys.
Yep.
I just wanted to share that, you know, I grew up with watching the Kings, Mitch Richmond, Bobby Hurley. You know, when the teams weren't good then, I loved them. Then we had the really successful years with Weber and D-Box and Bibby. And, you know, now we're in a 15-year stretch of garbage. And, you know, my whole life I've wanted to have someone that I could go to a game with and really enjoy and just be excited about it. And I've got my 8-year-old daughter now, and she loves going to the games. But it's getting more and more difficult to take her to these games knowing that she'd have more fun looking at a pile of cow excrement if I took her to some farm in, well, Rio Linda. I mean, the product is so lacking, and it's such an incredible disappointment to, you know, to spend the last 30 years wanting to be able to enjoy this with someone. And, you know, we go to the Golden One Center, and it's, well, they're probably going to lose tonight, and it's going to look bad. So we'll just have fun as much as we can and then go home.
Yeah. I mean, that's where people are, Garrett. It's where they are. Like, let's just go out to Golden One Center. It's a good time out. You know, there's a lot of good things to do after the game. The arena's really nice. You get to probably see people that you know. And during halftime, you talk. And, you know, hey, let's go up and get a drink or something like that. That's all it is. It's not a basketball game. It's not hopeful in any way for this franchise at all. It is literally a social event where you just kind of go out, and maybe it's the start to your night for some, the end to your night. Maybe you go get dinner before, catch a game. It's almost like going to the opera or something like that. We go to dinner, go to opera.
Yeah, absolutely. It will have a tragic ending, just like the opera seems to always have.
Goes right. Open up the vacants.
You know what it is. Yeah, Garrett. So Garrett, we're going to leave his daughter out of this one, but it sounded like Garrett was broke, so we'll open up the vacants for him. Let's get Desmond in here. Hopefully Desmond's still kicking strong. Desmond, what's happening?
What's up, man? This is Douglas.
What's up, Desmond? Cool, appreciate you.
Okay, all right. Well, I appreciate you guys having me on. But I think the biggest problem we have a scheme problem. I think that our philosophy is wrong. They're trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. And what I mean by that is that we shoot 1,000 threes, but we're a bad free throw shooting team, right?
A 3-point shooting team, yeah.
Yeah, we're a bad free throw shooting team when they let the guys shoot 1,000 3-pointers, right? So that's one thing that's wrong. And then another thing is that when we run our offense through Rashawn Holmes, which I think is a great player, but I think they have him play out of position. When they run an offense through him, the defense backs up off of him. Now, this guy is a good guy, good basketball player, but this guy can't dribble, can't pass, can't shoot.
So I disagree with that, Desmond.
No, he can't shoot. He can shoot inside the paint, but he can't just pull that jumper up from the free throw line.
Like, but he don't need to. Right, he don't need to, though.
When you run an offense through him, he needs to. When he's setting that pick at the high post, he needs to be able to shoot that.
So you're saying, Desmond, you're saying he needs to, you will want him to be, you want somebody that's like a pick and pop guy that maybe from 18 feet, you know, you run a pick and roll, kick it out to him 18 feet away, and he hits that jump. So that's what you're trying to say?
Or at least be able to drive to the basket. You see what I mean? So that helps our offense be stagnant when they do that. And then his man will back up off for him, and then he's lost trying to find something to do with the ball.
Huh?
Okay.
I don't think I agree with anything Desmond said. Like, I understand there are certain things. This is an awfully unique time to start picking apart Rashawn Holmes' game when he was the leading scorer last night and was 12 of 13 from the field. Right. I got a lot of questions about the Sacramento Kings. Rashawn Holmes is not one of them. Hey, you got anything you want to add to that?
I tried to give him a little life raft there.
I like, did
you
too.
You want a pick and pop guy? I understand you want a pick and pop guy. That doesn't mean you have to throw out Rashawn Holmes, but I understand what he's saying in that respect. Yeah, you know, you get a guy that you can run a pick and pop action with, but
I don't think Desmond complimented us, so that's why it went so bad. That's what happens.
Desmond, call back anytime.
Oh, he already know that. You know that. Big Al calls all the time. What's happening, big fella?
right, I got a few things. That last call was great, though. And I'll have to say this. Good sticking up because Montrez, I mean, he is – Rashawn is my favorite King. Not a Kings fan, but I love to watch that play. Mm-hmm. He brings intensity. That goes back to a few calls ago. They're coming for a paycheck more so necessarily than saying, do we have a burning passion? And then, Casey, you're right on. You know, it says don't blame the coach. This, I mean, have some self-respect and want to work towards something. Unless they just can't believe it. And then you throw it back in the face of ownership and management and coaches and stuff. Say, well, I can't believe it because this has been such a disaster for so dang long. So I don't know what it is. That's more the psychology of it. But, yeah, it's sad. I turned off the game as a Laker fan. I said, the Kings got this one. And my son called me up, Dad, do you know what's happening? I said, no. So I turned it back on the board. I said, this is unbelievable.
What Big Al, it was only a 9-point game at halftime. That's not turn off the game worthy.
Yeah, but I didn't like the way the Lakers were playing. I had no confidence in it. So I said, I'll move on to something else, you know. Not drinking vodka or anything on the sofa, but just wanted to enjoy something else. And you're right; they just came on, though. They came on.
Yeah, yeah,
of course you weren't drinking vodka. You were drinking McQueen and the Violet Fog Gin. Everybody knows that. Drink vodka around here. We a gin crew. You got a few more minutes to get in on the phone lines, 916-349-1320. James Hamm's going to join us here pretty soon. As Chris says, classic L.A. move. Turn the game off when it's a 9-point deficit. Big Al for the first time ever taking L's here in the chat house. Of course, if you want to watch the show, as many of you are, and we're so appreciative of that, twitch.tv/ESPN1320, youtube.com/ESPN1320. You can take part in the conversation in the chat house and everything that goes on during the commercial break. And when I say James Hamm's going to join us here in a few minutes, James Hamm since let some stuff fly during the commercial break, so you might want to be here for that. But we'll come back, man. There's still a lot more to talk about as D'Lo and KC continue on Sacramento's number one sports station, ESPN 1320.
Catch D'Lo and KC weekdays from noon to four on Sacramento's number one sports station, ESPN 1320.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
D'Lo and KC continues. Streaming live on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, it's been It's been a Hall of Fame day, that's for sure. A Hall of Fame day on the phone lines. And we're not done, man. James Hamm's going to join us here in just a couple of minutes. And we've actually got, well, we've got Kings tickets.
Oh, boy.
We've got Kings tickets to give away. So the good news is you don't have to pay to go see him. We'll send you to go see him. And, that's coming up here in 13 minutes.
And like I continue to say, at least for me, you know what I mean? And this is somebody that, you know, I, you know, almost live and die with the Kings. I want them to win and all this other stuff. I have a good time going out to the Golden. I'll give that little group that created that whole thing and continues to build up. You go out there, you see people, you know, you have a good time. The Memphis game, I almost said something else. The Memphis game is on a Friday night down in DoCo. It's a good time, man. It's a good time. So, you know, if we send you to a game, I think you'll enjoy yourself. You just want to enjoy the basketball, but you enjoy yourself.
I mean, that's why I go. I go to see people. Yeah. I tried to see Morgan Reagan at the TV set on Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I got stopped by security. Security's like, whoa, bro, you can't get that close to Morgan Reagan. Like, stand over there and stop it.
Speaking of, I mean, did the check clear tomorrow? I mean, are they
not tomorrow. We did get Deuce and Mo their appearance fees. They'll be with us. We've already set it up. They'll be with us one week from tomorrow. They'll be with us next Thursday. They're calling games like crazy right now.
Yeah, we gave them that duffel bag that Big John Studd had when he went against
WrestleMania 1. Yep. Yep. Yeah. That's accurate.
That's the smallest duffel bag ever.
Had $10,000 in it, Kenny. What are you talking about? Andre the Giant threw it out to the crowd, and then Bobby Heenan came to take it away. 916-349-1320. Start with Nate. Nate, what's happening?
Hello?
What's up,
Hi, Nate?
Yeah, man, what's going on, y'all? I listen to y'all every day. I say it's a great show. I hope that the Kings in Ep2 doesn't get y'all taken off the air, because I don't know what I do for 4 hours. Let me just say that. But I do have just a couple things I want to touch on. First thing I want to talk about is the other caller was talking about Buddy Hill potentially driving in and kind of catching defenders off guard. The thing is, whenever Buddy takes a dribble, his shot percentage goes down by like 75%. So he perhaps should just probably catch and shoot. You know what I'm saying? But I do have two questions. My first question was, if we do get rid of some of our core players, what player do you guys think would, you know what I'm saying, be able to come in and kind of instill a culture? And secondly, what is a Sacramento Splash? Thanks, guys.
Oh, man, I got you on both
go,
of them.
Go ahead. Take over.
Number one, it's a pipe dream. Like, we talk about it. I don't think this is happening. I think Jaylen Brown could come in here and change. And, like, I only say this because this is the guy that probably have to be involved. The Fox would be gone. Yeah. And I think Jaylen Brown and Tyrese Haliburton could do some really good things as a backcourt. So I think Jaylen Brown could be that guy. And a Sacramento Splash, that is Blueberry Lemonade and McQueen and the Violet Fog Gin. And typically, we only have that when Kings win. But I like a Sacramento Splash. I don't know if I want to wait 2 weeks or once every 2 weeks to have a Sacramento Splash. I might change the rules on that.
So yeah, D-Lo's about to make one at 213. So believe that as we welcome in our good buddy James Hamm, who's hanging out with us the rest of the way in his beautiful Blue Bottle Boys hoodie that he got going on there. James, we've been using this phrase called catching a body. And that means a lot of Kings fans have, they've gone RIP. They were broken last night by that game versus the Los Angeles Lakers. You've had the privilege, I guess, of covering a lot of bad Kings basketball. Where does last night's game rank for you?
I mean, it's not the worst thing I've ever seen, but that's because I've seen some really, really bad things. But it is, as far as what happened inside the arena, that's a first. And I think it was probably one of the saddest things that I've seen. So to hear the Laker chants, and there was no response at all from the Kings fans. And to be honest with you, I went back and looked at the attendance numbers from last night, and that was stunning. I mean, that building was 8,000, 9,000 Lakers fans. The attendance was under 12,500 for a Lakers game.
Behind behind the hoop was empty.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. Like, I mean, I don't blame fans for not coming out to support the team. You know, there are all the other stuff that we've talked about, the COVID stuff and all that, but that's not what this is about at this point. I mean, it's the Lakers. I think this is strictly about basketball and about a team that is letting you down. And so I think that's understandable.
Yeah. James, I mentioned it maybe a week or so ago or whatever. And you mentioned something right there talking about the team that's letting you down, letting the fans down. I think this has to be one of, if not the most disappointing Kings team of all time, considering the expectations for many, not all. Some people maybe saw this coming a mile away or whatever the case may be. But there was real belief coming into the season that this could be a team that could contend for a play-in spot. And to not only be a few games out of that right now, but just get slapped around the way they've been slapped around a number of different times, it's deflating to this fan base right now. I think it's one of the more disappointing teams, if not the most disappointing team we've had since this drought started.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think this is probably in my 12 years so far. I mean, we're always going to have to preface it with so far. We are still really young in the season, and there is, like, the rest of the Western Conference isn't great either. I think we have started to see the shift where the East is better. And so you're looking at a lot of teams that are around the Kings that haven't been able to pull away from the Kings, regardless of how bad they are. So I think just on a grand scale, yeah, there's no way around it. This team should be better. They've got better talent than they're playing. The pieces are just much better than the sum of the whole. And, you know, they just can't figure out how to play together. They can't figure out how to find success. You know, I talked to Tyrese Halliburton at Shoot Around yesterday and asked him about, you know, needing to shoot more. You know, Tyrese Halliburton is like a tremendous young player. He's a talent that every team in the league would like to have on their roster. Mm-hmm. And 7 of the last 10 games now, he's scored in single digits. Mm-hmm. That's just not acceptable. He's playing 30 minutes a night. That's just more than 30 on most nights. That's just not the way that this thing can work. And he's not the only one. And I just, you know, destroyed Buddy Hield in a piece on the Kings beat. I don't think you can play Buddy. If Alvin Gentry is doing right by this team right now, I do not believe he can let Buddy Hield step on the court anymore, at least for 5 games until he gets it. You know, I went back and looked at every play leading up to the worst shot attempt that I have ever seen in Sacramento Kings history. A 27 footer when the game is slipping away from you with 20 seconds on the shot clock. The worst shot, the worst decision I think I have ever seen in 12 years of covering this team. And it came on the heels of 2 plays earlier. He had a turnover where he tried to do a jump pass and Anthony Davis tipped it and then the Lakers caught it and he got beat down the court by Anthony Davis for a layup. And then the next defensive play, Buddy Hield fouls Russell Westbrook on a jumper and he goes to the line for 2. And then he
with the pulls shot up down, by the way.
Yeah. Like, with that trash shot, I was shocked. And the fact that not only did Alvin Gentry not grab him with a big old hook and rip him off the court, but let him finish that quarter and destroy any chance they had of coming back and then open up the fourth and let him play the first 9.5 minutes. Like, the apology needed to come from Alvin Gentry, because Alvin Gentry is the one who made that decision. And so we talk about poor coaching decisions along the way. That was one where you just stood at, like, who in the building? I mean, Lakers fans are cheering that Buddy Hield's on the court. Who isn't cheering? The Kings fans certainly aren't, because they know what's happening. They can watch what's happening. But for some reason, the coach didn't see it. And I think Alvin Gentry is a very good coach. And I hope that he makes changes. And I hope that he watches the same film that I watched, because I was appalled going back and watching it again today. And just watching the Lakers get the switch on to Buddy Hield almost every single time. And the times they didn't, they back cut him to death. It's always his guy hitting the corner three ball. I watched one play. I pulled my wife over. She was walking by. I'm like, watch this. Buddy Hield just wandered away from Wayne Ellington in the corner. The only thing Wayne Ellington can do on the court is shoot a three. He wandered away from him for no reason. Wide open three, ball game. And that's just the, again, the culture of my bad, it's got to stop. And it's, you know, I don't care what trade value is or anything else at this point. This team is like, you're losing it. The whole thing is slipping out. And this is, you're in danger of becoming the next Tyrone Corbin. And that's not what you want. That's what you need to avoid if you're Alvin Gentry. And I get him apologizing, but man, I've never seen anything like that. As a person who's covered this team, someone who's grown up in Sacramento, someone who knows the lineage between the Lakers and the Kings, to have the Lakers fans just own the building, just own it, was just so sad. And there, you know, again, Vivek Ranadive sitting at center court watching it all. At least he shows up every day and watches, because I think a lot of owners in this situation that have been in this situation for eight consecutive seasons and have played a huge part in what's happening here, they wouldn't show up. So I'll at least give him props for that. He's showing up, he's standing there, and he's taking his lumps.
Casey, a couple of quick things before you jump in here. One, you're listening to D'Lo Casey along with James Hamm here on ESPN 1320 KIFM West Sacramento and Odyssey Station, and driven by Lasher's Elk Grove Dodge. Proper introduction, 1320 Kings insider, James Hamm, and the creator of the Kings Beat as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.